USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
But they issued a statement saying that Joe Biden agrees that President Trump was right to close it down to China. Now, he did that. Now, he issued it on Friday night.
President Trump telling reporters at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that even Joe Biden reversed course and said he did the right thing by stopping flights to China because of the coronavirus. At the briefing, the president fighting mainstream media criticism of his administration's response, and he plays a video clip with bipartisan praise of the Herculean effort to stop the spread of the virus. In this clip, California Governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls, he reaches out, he's been proactive. We got that mercy ship that was directly because he sent it down here. 2,000 medical units came to the state of California, these FMS, these field medical stations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Mike Pence, who heads the Coronavirus Task Force, continues to praise the American people for their part in stopping the spread of the virus by social distancing.
Because the American people have been putting these mitigation measures into practice, there are families that are still together today. And I just want to encourage you here at roughly the halfway point of 30 days to slow the spread to take that to heart. In no way minimize the losses that we've experienced as a nation and as families. But to be encouraged to know when you see those numbers on the vast majority of states that because of what the American people are doing, it's working. And Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and the entire team continually ask us to remind the American people, and we do so again today. Keep doing what you're doing.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some encouraging news to tell you about the coronavirus pandemic from the nation's hardest-hit state, New York. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says,
here's the good news. The curve continues to flatten. It appears that we have a plateau. It's flattening, the flattening of the curve. The increases slow down.
However, Cuomo notes 671 people died in the state yesterday, bringing the state's death total to just over 10,000. And the state has just over 195,000 cases overall. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Treasury Secretary updating Americans on where we stand on the coronavirus stimulus money. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin with an update on the small business loan program.
We have distributed and confirmed $230 billion of loans to over 4,600 lenders participating. That is multiples and multiples of anything that the SBA has ever done in 1 year before. And I especially want to thank the broad-based community banks that are participating. Again, over 4,600 banks. If you haven't had your loan processed, you will get it processed this week.
The Treasury Secretary also says he believes it's possible the U.S. could open back up for business in May. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.